This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Gabriel Borud in Bonn. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has resigned, bringing an end to a scandal-plagued era in Italian politics. The office of President Giorgio Napolitano said the president accepted Berlusconi's resignation after a meeting in the presidential palace. Berlusconi, who failed to secure a majority in a crucial vote on Tuesday, had been expected to resign once a crucial finance bill had been approved by Parliament. The measures designed to help Italy stave off bankruptcy and restore confidence in Italian government bonds are now through both houses of parliament. Thousands of people gathered in central Rome to celebrate the departure of Berlusconi, who was Prime Minister of Italy on and off for 17 years. The Arab League has suspended Syria's membership. The surprise move by the pan-Arab body comes after a week of violence in homes in which Syrian troops are said to have killed at least 125 people. Both the European Union and the United States have welcomed the League's decision. EU Foreign Policy Coordinator Catherine Ashton said it was, quote, recognition of the Syrian people's demand for reforms. U.S. President Barack Obama said his country stood with the people of Syria in their struggle for universal rights in the face of, quote, callous violence. Since March, clashes between security forces and protesters against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have resulted in the deaths of over 3,500 people, according to the United Nations. France and Germany have stressed to the new Greek Prime Minister Loukas Papademos that his country must continue with financial reforms to save it from bankruptcy. Chancellor Merkel and President Nicolas Sarkozy had a conference call with Papademos on Saturday, during which they told him that Greece must implement the reforms to receive further bailout aid. Greece needs the aid to avoid going bankrupt, as the cash-strapped country remains burdened by huge debt. The new tranche of aid for Greece is expected to be released on November 17th. This is just a reminder, you're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. EU Foreign Policy Coordinator Catherine Ashton has opened a diplomatic mission in Tripoli in a move to cement relations with Libya's new government. Ashton said Saturday that the EU was committed to helping Libya during its transition to democracy. In Tripoli, she met National Transitional Council Chairman Mustafa Abdul Jalil and Prime Minister Abdel Rahim Al-Kib. At a press conference, Ashton said they talked about upcoming elections and the country's post-war reconstruction. The NTC declared Libya free last month after the death of Muammar Gaddafi, who ruled Libya autocratically for 42 years. German prosecutors have opened investigations into a right-wing terror cell after new evidence emerged linking the group to unsolved murders in Germany between 2000 and 2006. Police found a pistol used in the murders in the home of a 36-year-old German woman who turned herself into authorities this week. The woman was wanted for questioning in a recent armed robbery, but it remained unclear whether she was suspected of having committed the murders. Polish police say 92 Germans were among 210 people arrested in Warsaw on Saturday in clashes between right and left-wing extremists during Independence Day rallies. A police spokesman said the Germans were mostly anti-fascism activists who had traveled to Warsaw for the rallies. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk denounced what he called the commandos imported from Germany, but added that cooperation with German authorities had helped to track them down. To sports now, in motor racing, double world F1 champion Sebastian Vettel has equaled the record of poles taken in a single Formula One season after taking the front spot for Sunday's Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The 26-year-old German has started from the pole position 14 times this season, bringing him even with Nigel Mansell, who took 14 poles in 1992. For more news and information, why not visit our website? You can find us at dw-world.de. Gabriel Borud, Deutsche Welle Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.